So, make yourself comfortable where you are sitting now, as relaxed as you can. Take a slow, gentle, loving breath, feeling it in your entire body, and allowing yourself to relax even more into the space you are creating for yourself for this first day of teachings of the 12 layers of DNA, that is the grounding group of today's teachings and study and energy. Take another breath and create for yourself a beautiful, loving, energetic foundation so you can absorb, assimilate more, integrate more, understand more of what you are going to learn, what you are going to feel, of how much more you are, how multidimensional being you are, how much you can expand your awareness and your consciousness and your knowledge, your understandings of how your multidimensionality really is. Take another deep breath and allow yourself to go even deeper, moving closer into that space of timelessness, of beingness, of endless beauty and joy, of appreciation and gratitude, of compassion and love, of love beyond time and space, beyond any measure, that lives within you and with you and guides you from your soul, from your Merkaba. Breathe. And allow yourself to be as fully as you possibly can be in this multidimensional experience of the heart, of the energy, and also through the mind. Breathe. And as you set now for yourself a beautiful space, open your heart even more to that space of no beginning and no end, as you are receiving the love, the guidance, and the teachings from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Rather than a channeling, indeed, it's a short message, perhaps even a blessing. But it must start this way. The information that you will receive today, the next class, and the next class, probably the most esoteric thing we have ever given you in an academic way. Organized, studyable, but more than that. All of the names hide other things, dear ones, as you will see. The Hebrew is used in respect. Respect for those who put together the idea that there is one God and spread that idea so completely that today this is how the planet sees. You wonder about old energy and old concepts and old ideas and perceptions. Think of a time, dear one, when there were many gods all through this planet. There was no agreement that perhaps there was a creator. Indeed, you have come so far in consciousness from those days. Project for a moment where you'll go in the future from there. Perhaps you will come to the realization that that one God, that one creator, resides somehow in every particle that exists. And that means you, because you are just filled with not only just particles, but the complex biology. You already know that this earth is made up of patterns and shapes and sizes and pieces and parts. And some of you are gleaning the fact that in all things, from a tree to dirt, there is a symmetry. And some are saying that symmetry is the creator. The indigenous have always felt this way, saying that everywhere you look, you see the handiwork, not of just the creator, but the creator is in the handiwork. That the dirt of the earth contains the wisdom of the ancients. What if that also is projected onto your DNA? That DNA structure contains inside of it not only that which is you, but perhaps that which is divine. What if in that DNA there was more than chemistry? The chemistry indeed is what you study a little today and more. The chemistry is the framework that is needed for the rest. But in all of this framework, dear ones, over 3 billion chemical parts of that framework, in every single molecule of DNA in that framework, that's only a piece of the framework. For those who would study it, they would say where there may be more than 3 billion chemicals in one molecule of DNA, but less than 5% of them actually do something chemically. And that leads you to ask, what are the rest doing? It's not scientific evidence, but it leads the way to connect the dots. What if there was information upon information upon information? What if, because it carries that which is your soul imprint as well, that every single human being within their DNA has a record of everything that existed for them in every single lifetime, in every single planet? Indeed. Would you be interested? This is the esoteric study of the mastery within. This is a study that opens the door to allow you to see perhaps something bigger than you thought. Again, it's not scientific. It's esoteric, and we say that. But we invite you to feel the truth and the energies and the magnificence of what could be. That is what the esoterics are to you. And that is why we present them in this way. It has been a long distance of time for you since the introduction of this material to my partner and the publishing of the book from my partner to now. That is not an accident. Whereas it was an academic study in a book, now it becomes more alive for you. This is study one of four. But you might say it's study one of a million, because the subject is vast and the information about what to discover will never end. Let the class begin. And so it is.
Well, welcome back from the break, everyone. We are now moving into the final section of our first day of teachings. And for this part, what I would like to do instead of a meditation is give you affirmations, speaking directly to each layer of DNA. And then we will move into the Cryon channel. So I invite you to close your eyes, and you may even wish to place a hand on your heart center. Dear layer one, my biological layer, the cells of my body hold the templates and blueprints of perfect health. I am filled with vitality, and I am youthing every day. Dear layer two, my life lessons. My entire entourage is with me now, guiding me through my life lessons. I am a champion of duality in my everyday life. Dear layer three, ascension and activation. I am filled with joy and give permission to connect even deeper with my inner child. My inner child is precious and active in my life. I bring joy to others. And I invite you to take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, slowly place your hands back onto your lap. And from this energetic posture, we invite the loving messages from Cryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. This particular channeling is the final channeling of day one of a class. I told my partner that all channelings that are notated as channelings, and it's easy to know, all of them are to be free. And that they would reside in a place where even though there would be many who would never have taken the class, they would hear the channelings. And because of this, some of the things that I speak of now may be out of context, because this particular message comes at the end of a long time coming, a teaching that is now succinctly connected with the experiences of life. The teaching is around the 12 layers of DNA. One of the books that has been written by my partner, myself, as an exposure to the esoteric mastery within every single human being. I said in an earlier channel that it has taken a while before this academia would then come to the place where it could be explained better with the examples of life that has occurred since the shift of 2012 and be in a way that is a lot more understandable to many. And that is the class that has just concluded before this channeling. So this is mainly for those who went through the class. Dear ones, is it possible that that which is inside you that has been called DNA is really a clearinghouse for so many things that you had no idea of? And we can jump to some of the most outlandish ones if you want to, or just land perhaps on the ones you know. Let's just go to the outlandish ones. Some of you have lost loved ones. Perhaps a mother or father or a partner. And in the grief process over years, you learn there are certain things that still occur. You'll have a dream. We not only can sense them, but smell them. Because every single human being has an essence, a smell of their own. You might see, perhaps, that it occurs in a closet with their clothes. And yet you would smell them, or you might even hear their voice. And I am asking you, where did that come from? Now, there are those that say, well, it comes from your brain, actually, because your brain remembers things, and it has a very ability to do this and that. And I'll tell you, dear ones, that may be where you remember it. That's where it's delivered, but it's stored in your DNA. The DNA is a delivery system. It is a receiving system and a storage system that is astonishing. The amount of chemistry in your DNA is amazing. And we've said it before, that which has been identified by the Human Genome Project, 3 billion chemistry parts in one molecule of DNA, is an astonishing number. But more than that, to think that less than 5% makes the genes, again, the question I gave you before, what does the rest of it do? The answer, it's a storage system. More than a storage system, it's a remembrance system. More than even that, it's a system of your soul. The things that DNA can store are past this lifetime. Wait a minute, crying. Wait, how is that even possible? Because you're born with different parents and the different DNA and all. And I will tell you that this is the magic, if you want to call it that, of your soul. Your soul is an imprint that carries that which resides in the cave of creation, so that when you arrive on this planet yet again, the things that you've learned are delivered to you so you don't have to relearn them. That's what makes a difference between a young soul and an old soul. Past remembrances of this planet, of those you've loved and lost and may even have again, are there. It's the spark of remembrance when twin flames will rekindle that which they had before, or souls will reunite. It's all there. It's a beautiful, beautiful storage system, and that's just the system of remembrance. But you don't need to die and come back for that. It stores the essence of the ones you've loved and lost. And then you get into the esoterics. If your DNA is part of the soul system, and I've told you before that souls are a group and that you come in with karmic groups, and those you've loved and lost perhaps are in there, that means that part of them still are living in you. How does that feel to you to be outlandish information of the day? It isn't outlandish, it's magnificent. And those of you who are tuned into this are going, yes, that explains everything. That explains why they're still with me and I can still feel them. That explains why they're saying, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. That's why I'm starting to feel good again when they're encouraging joy in my life and all the things that grief doesn't usually supply. And then you get into the more simple things. Simple for some, and yet it is the most available thing, and that is DNA is a receptor of consciousness. And what you create, it passes on and creates for you and with you in your body. consciousness and DNA together are an engine of creation. And that creation for you, dear ones, is the creation of attitudes. Is it possible that if you awaken every day and give affirmations or feelings of benevolence or saying, this day let good things only come to me, let me bless somebody today, and in that you're steered to the right place, and the potholes of life, the disappointments of life are over there and you're going this way. You see, because that's what you asked to do. Is it possible that what you think and that's what you achieve in affirmations actually creates an energy that steers you out of the way of trouble? I'm going to say it's more than possible. It is the engine of the old soul's life. That's the reality, that you can change your life by how you think. How many of you have gone through this and met the right people that perhaps even saved your life? You think that was just a giant accident? How many of you had benevolent outcomes of so many things where over and over things would click and come together that you never thought would come together or click? Did you like ally that finally to the way you apply yourself to life? That is the reason, dear ones. It's not about rewards and punishment. It never was. It's about free will to use that engine with you that we are studying even here to create a reality that puts you in a spot of love. It's a spot of love. It's a sweet spot where no matter what happens, you could say, thank you for this day. There were some challenges, but I've gotten through them. And in the next days, I'll realize that it was okay and why, and the things that I didn't know one time and past then and today, maybe tomorrow will show themselves, and the next day will show themselves, and I'll look backwards and go, wow, I had no idea what I was doing. How could I have created this beautiful castle out of nothing just by following intuition and placing this stone here and that stone there and this stone and moving left or moving right? DNA, the ultimate receptor and transmitter of consciousness, memory, benevolence, kindness, greatness, magnificence, or whatever it is you create in your life. Are you hearing me? How many of you are invested? Don't answer if you don't want to. How many are you invested in making yourself a victim of everything? The earth is against you. Your friends are against you. All the relationships you've had end poorly. And you sit in the corner and woe is me. And you know that earth is not a good place. And that's where you are. What if I told you, you created your own box, you sat in your box, you enhanced your box, you verbalized your box, just like a menu you would check off. Here I am, victim, victim, yes, no, yes, no, this is going to happen, that's not going to happen. And finally, that tally sheet is what happens. Hypochondriacs are afraid of disease and they catch them all. The ones who go forward, who believe that they have a strong immune system and that they will navigate in that fashion, will not catch the ones, the diseases that the other ones do. What does that tell you? What does the study of the placebo effect tell you? Where so many will take the pill that does nothing and have profound healings because they expected it. That's the DNA, everyone, giving you that which you've asked for. That's the power of the receptor, transmitter of what is inside you. We give you a study in these days that is a fraction of what it actually does, but it's a beginning. Perhaps those of you who did not take the course listening to this channel might be interested in the classes of what I have said is inside your DNA. I leave it to you. This message has been for anyone, regardless of the academic knowledge that you wish to have or the esoteric knowledge. It's a channel that says that there is hope in your life. And no matter what you think is happening on this planet, there is no question that the magnificence in your body is assured. And that is a positive, absolute, 100% truth. We care for you. We know your name. Perhaps we're waiting for your hand to come out and grab ours and learn the rest of the story about who you are. And so it is.